عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إني أنا ربك فاخلع نعليك، إنك بالوادي المقدس طوى، وأنا اخترتك فاستمع لما يوحى، إنني أنا الله لا إله إلا أنا فاعبدني وأقم الصلاة لذكري. إن الساعة آتية أكاد أخفيها لتجزى كل نفس بما تسعى، فلا يصدنك عنها من لا يؤمن بها واتبع هواه فتردى. وما تلك بيمينك يا موسى؟ قال هي عصاي أتوكأ عليها وأهش بها على غنمي ولي فيها مآرب أخرى. قال ألقها يا موسى، فألقاها فإذا هي حية تسعى. قال خذها ولا تخف، سنعيدها سيرتها الأولى. واضمم يدك إلى جناحك تخرج بيضاء من غير سوء آية أخرى، لنريك من آياتنا الكبرى. اذهب إلى فرعون إنه طغى. Respected listeners, we were discussing in the previous lesson where Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala blesses and endows Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wa salam with nabuwat and prophethood. And we had paused at that juncture of the discussion where Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had barely just introduced himself to Musa alayhi salatu wa salam. Further, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala makes mention and Allah says, وَأَنَا اخْتَرْتُكَ, and O Musa, I have chosen you and I have selected you for my prophethood and nabuwat. فَاسْتَمِعْ لِمَا يُوحَى, so listen very attentively to the inspiration and the revelation that is coming your way. We must keep in mind that this is the first instance wherein Musa alayhi salatu wa salam is communicating with Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. He is not totally familiar with the setup of revelation. If we look at the authentic compilation of Bukhari, which Imam Bukhari rahimahumullah has compiled, then we find that he has commenced this authentic compilation of his by the chapter Babu Qawli Allah Ta'ala, Inna awhayna ilayka kama awhayna ila Nuhin wa nabiyyina min ba'di. How did Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala send revelation to all the prophets and in particular to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's first contact with Jibreel alayhi salatu wa salam in the cave where he was embraced and Surah Iqra was revealed to him. So we find that the initial stages, because it was the first moment of Musa alayhi salatu wa salam communicating with Allah, there was a mixed feeling and a feeling of happiness, joy, excitement, and at the same time he wasn't totally familiar. Nevertheless, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala goes ahead and Allah makes mention of this great nabuwat and prophethood that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had blessed and endowed Musa alayhi salatu wa salam with. Allah commences this discussion and Allah introduces himself in the following words by saying, Innani anallahu la ilaha illa ana fa'budni wa aqimis salata li dhikri. Verily I am Allah, la ilaha illa ana, there is no deity, no power, no ism other than me, only one Allah. هُوَ الَّذِي فِي السَّمَاءِ إِلَهُ وَفِي الْأَرْضِ إِلَهُ. It is that one Allah who is controlling the heavens also, and the same Allah who is controlling the earth. فَعْبُدْنِي, so when I am the only being, and I am the only creator, nourisher, sustainer and provider, then it is just but correct that you prostrate and you worship none other, you prostrate your forehead and you worship none other than me. فَعْبُدْنِي, worship me alone, O Musa. وَأَقِمِ الصَّلَاةَ لِذِكْرِي, and establish salah for my remembrance. We know salat is that form of ibadat in which the various forms of ibadat are combinedly found. Tilawat of the Quran, praising and glorifying Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, durood and salawat on Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, asking for forgiveness. All these various forms of ibadat, which itself individually is an ibadat, all this ibadat is combined in the form of salat. That is why special emphasis and special mention is made of salat. We know the very famous story, this is that very same verse where Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who prior to accepting Islam, we know was on the aim and the mission of assassinating Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And when he comes to learn that his sister accepted Islam, and when he arrives at her house, then these were the very same verses that were been recited, and these were the very same verses that were been taught, and these were those verses that then melted the heart of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu, and then he became the flag bearer of the kalima la ilaha illallah. And then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala Ta'ala gave him such a status and such a maqam and such a rank that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned in the hadith, Inna Allah Ta'ala baha bin nasi ashiyata arafata ammatan wa baha bi umar khasatan. That on the occasion of Arafah, on Hajj Wada, on the final Hajj of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah was boasting and bragging about all his servants. However, O Umar, Allah Pak made special mention about you, and Allah Pak was exceptionally fascinated with your amal and your performance. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Ma min nabiyin illa walahu wazirani min ahli sama wa wazirani min ahli al-ard fa amma wazirani min ahli sama. Every Nabi has two ministers from the skies and two ministers from the earth. My two ministers from the skies are Jibreel and Mikael, wa amma wazirani min ahli al-ard, and my two companions and ministers and assistants on the face of this earth is Abu Bakr and Umar radiallahu anhuma wa an sayyid al-sahabati ajma'in. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, wa aqimis salata li dhikri, and establish salah for my remembrance. Further, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala continues with this discussion, and Allah says, O Musa, inna sa'ata atiyatun, most definitely qiyamah is to come upon you, and qiyamah is to come upon every person. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, man mata faqad qamat qiyamatuhu, that person who passes away, his qiyamah has commenced, because now his hisab is going to take place. Akadu ukhfiha, and it is my intention, kada yakadu, we know it is from the huruf and muqarabat. Ukhfiha, akhfa, yukhfi, ikhfa, to conceal, to hide. I intend concealing this, that I am not going to reveal the exact time of Qiyamah to any person, neither any jinn, neither any farishta. قُلْ لَا يَعْلَمُ مَنْ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ الْغَيْبَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ وَمَا يَشْعُرُونَ أَيَّانَ يُبْعَثُونَ. Only Allah and Allah knows, and Allah Ta'ala says, this is my intention not to reveal the exact hour of Qiyamah. However, many signs have been made mention in the hadith, those signs that are the close signs of Qiyamah. اِقْتَرَبَ لِلنَّاسِ حِسَابُهُمْ وَهُمْ فِي غَفْلَةٍ مُعْرِضُونَ. اِقْتَرَبَتِ السَّاعَةُ وَانْشَقَّ الْقَمَرِ. The splitting of the moon, the coming of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and likewise the various forms of vices which have become common, which have been mentioned in the hadith of Tirmizi Sharif on the authority of Ali radiallahu anhu, where 15 major signs have been labeled as the major signs of Qiyamah. Nevertheless, Allah Pak makes mention to Musa alayhi salatu was salam, bearing in mind, not forgetting, his wife is waiting. He told her he's going to fetch fire. Taqdeer in his favor. Like the poet says, إِذَا تَسَاعَدَتِ الْمَقَادِيرِ أَلْحَقَتِ الْعَاجِزُ بِالْقَادِرِ. When taqdeer is favorable for a person, and Allah Pak has written good in his future, how lucky is that person that many a times through the barakat of that good that has been written and decided for him, a helpless person becomes helpful. أَلْحَقَتِ الْعَاجِزُ بِالْقَادِرِ. So really Musa alayhi salatu wasalam's intention was to fetch fire, and ya Allah Pak makes him Kalimullah. What is the object and the wisdom of Qiyamah? Allah makes mention of that in the next portion of the ayat. لِتُجْزَى كُلُّ نَفْسٍ بِمَا تَسْعَى. So that every person may be rewarded for that which he strives for. Logically speaking also, apart from the fact that we believe in Qiyamah, it is our belief and it is part of our belief as far as the Quran and the basics of Islam are concerned. When we were in madrasa and we were taught, Amantu billahi wa malaikatihi wa kutubihi wa rusulihi wal yawmil akhir wal qadri khayrihi wa sharrihi min Allahi ta'ala wal ba'thi ba'd al maut, that we will be resurrected after death. Qul bala wa rabbi latub'athunna thumma latunabba'unna bima amiltum wa thalika ala Allahi yaseer. Qul ee wa rabbi innahu lahu حق وما أنتم بمعجزين. Allah has repeatedly emphasized the reality of Qiyamah, that Allah has taken an oath upon an oath that most definitely you will be resurrected. يوم يقوم الناس لرب العالمين, when humanity will gather and will have to stand before Allah and answer before Allah. But logically speaking also, there has to be a day where justice has to be brought forward, where each man has to be brought up by the book. And there are so many people who have been oppressed in this dunya. There are so many people who have been deprived of their rights. How is it that they can carry on oppressing and the oppressed will remain oppressed? Now Allah says the day of Qiyamah is to come, where everything will be brought to justice and everything is done in the knowledge of Allah. كُلُّ صَغِيرٍ وَكَبِيرٍ. Every small or every big thing has been recorded and everything will be found in the kitab. ووجدوا ما عملوا حاضرا. الله says it will be found. ونضع الموازين القسط ليوم القيامة. And we will place the scales of justice and the actions of insan will be weighed. وأن أعمال بني آدم وقولهم توزن. Which is the concluding hadith of Bukhari Sharif. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala then makes mention to Musa alayhi salatu wa salam, فَلَا يَصُدَّنَّكَ عَنْهَا مَنْ لَا يُؤْمِنُ بِهَا وَاتَّبَعَ هَوَاهُ فَتَرُدَى. O Musa, let not that person, لَا يُؤْمِنُ بِهَا, who does not believe in the existence of the Qiyamah, who is the kafir. The kuffar used to say, or the atheists used to say, Allah makes mention about them in the Quran Kareem, what was their belief? إِنْ هِيَ إِلَّا حَيَاتُنَا الدُّنْيَا نَمُوتُ وَنَحْيَا وَمَا نَحْنُ بِمَبْعُوثِينَ. This is our life, some of us are living, some of us are dying, some of us are passing away, some of us are leaving this world. However, there's absolutely nothing as resurrection after death. إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا رَجُلٌ افْتَرَى عَلَى اللَّهِ كَذِبًا. This person is inventing lies against Allah. He is attributing things to Allah which Allah has not said. Na'udhu billah. This is what the kuffar had to say about the Nabi when the Nabi reminded them of the day that they have to stand before Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So Allah says, O Musa, let not that person who denies the existence of Qiyamat, because he doesn't believe in Qiyamat, he doesn't prepare for Qiyamat, so what does he do? He makes this dunya a place of enjoyment, a place of entertainment, a place of pleasure. وَاتَّبَعَ هَوَاهُ. And he follows his base desires. Allah makes mention in the Quran, أَرَأَيْتَ مَنِ اتَّخَذَ إِلَاهَهُ هَوَاهُ أَفَأَنْتَ تَكُونُ عَلَيْهِ وَكِيلًا. O Nabi of Allah, Allah has summed the life of a kafir. What does a kafir do? Allah says, he has made his base desires, his ilah, his deity. The kuffar are prisoners and they are slaves of their own passion, their own carnal passions and desires. Because he doesn't believe in akhirat, he follows his base desires. O Musa, let not that person who does not believe in akhirat and who follows his base desires divert you from preparing from akhirat, from thinking of akhirat and making an effort to please Almighty Allah. Why, O Musa, if this will happen, فَتَرُدَى, then you will be destroyed and it will harm you. The ulama ikram and the mufassirin unanimously agree that a Nabi is ma'asoom. He has divinely been protected from vice. But via this message that Allah Pak is speaking to his Nabi, Allah is informing the creation and the followers of that Nabi that we as Muslims, we have to understand Qiyamah is a reality and we have to discuss Qiyamah and we have to prepare for Qiyamah. We have to prepare for the day when we are going to stand before Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. We have to think about the day when we will be lowered into the grave. We find Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu on one occasion. O Umar, what will be your condition? Kayfa bika ya Umar? O Umar, what will be your condition? إذا رأيت منكرا ونكير. When you will see منكر and نكير. So Sayyidina Umar رضي الله عنه said, وما منكر ونكير يا رسول الله. O Nabi of Allah, what is منكر and نكير? Or who is منكر and نكير? Nabi Karim صلى الله عليه وسلم says, there are two angels. أصواتهما كالرعد وأبصارهما كالبرق. Their voice is like thunder and their sight is like lightning. In their hand they will have one stick. O Umar, لو اجتمع عليه أهل منا لم يطيقوا رفعها. If all the people of Mina, I read this hadith, it comes in Kanzul Ummal. If all the people of Mina, that is such a large group of people, wish to lift the stick, they will not able to lift it because of its weight. However, Umar, this angel will shake the stick of theirs, which is so heavy and so weighty, as I am shaking the stick of mine. لو ضربك بها ضربة تصير بها رمادا. O Umar, if they have to give you one lash with that, or they have to hit you once with that, تصير بها رمادا, instantly you will become ash. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu said, O Nabi of Allah, when this reckoning will take place, will I be in my senses? Will I understand and comprehend? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, yes, O Umar. Umar radiallahu anhu said, O Nabi of Allah, then I will handle the situation. Now this comes, Mulana Yusuf rahmatullah alayhi has quoted this in Hayatul Sahaba. Then he further gives the quotation. He says, وَزَادَ Abdul Wahid fi kitabihi at-tabsir. That Abdul Wahid has quoted this additional quotation in his kitab at-tabsir. That Sayyidina Umar was walking and Nabi sallallahu doesn't call him back and said, oh, Umar, Jibreel came to me now and Jibreel informed me, when you will be lowered into the grave and these two angels will come to you, you will pose the question to them and you will tell them, Allahu Rabbi faman rabbukuma, Allah is my Lord, who is your Lord? Wa Muhammadun sallallahu alayhi wa sallam nabiyyi faman nabiyyukuma, and Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is my messenger, who is your messenger? Wal Islamu deeni fama deenukuma, and Islam is my religion, what is your religion? Those angels will be confused, perplexed, surprised, and they will say, La nadri ursilna ilayka am anta ursilta ilayna, we do not know, has Allah sent us to question you, or has Allah sent you to question us? Then to Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu, despite Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him this, he used to say, Law nada munadim min as-sama, innakum dakhiluna al-jannata illa rajulan wahida, lakhiftu an akuna ana huwa. If one announcer has to announce, each and every person on the face of this earth will go to paradise, but the exception of one person. Because of my wrong, I fear I will be that exception. Nevertheless, coming back to the point of discussion, Allah communicating with Musa alayhi salam, Allah has highlighted few things. Allah has introduced His oneness. Allah has spoken about salat. Then Allah brings in the topic of qiyamah. Then Allah Pak says, oh Musa, the one who denies qiyamah, let him not divert you. You constantly make your effort. Now Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala comes to the real discussion. Allah Pak wants to remove that barrier that Musa alayhi salam has. Allah wants to break the ice. Allah wants to make Musa alayhi salam develop confidence. Allah Pak wants to make him feel comfortable. So Allah Pak begins a discussion. When a person wants to become close to someone and he starts speaking in an informal way, not in a formal, in an informal way. So Allah Pak commences, وَمَا تِلْكَ بِيَمِينِكَ يَا مُوسَى. Oh Musa, what is that in your right hand? Like you said, by mucha tarahat man, mucha. Trying to make conversation. Allah Pak is trying to make Musa alayhi salam comfortable. Oh Musa, I am your Lord, I am kind and I am the most merciful. What is that, oh Musa, in your hand? Musa alayhi salatu wassalam, communicating with Allah, answering and responding to the question of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Qala hiya asai. Oh my Allah, this is my stick. Now we find this was the exact answer of the question. The question was, what is in your hand? And the answer to that is, it is a stick or it is my stick. However, Musa alayhi salatu wasalam prolongs the discussion and he does not end here, although he was only asked this question. He furthermore mentions to Allah Pak, أَتَوَكَّأُ عَلَيْهَا وَأَهُشُّ بِهَا عَلَى غَنَمِي وَلِيَ فِيهَا مَآرِبُ أُخْرَى. أَتَوَكَّأُ تَوَكَّأَ يَتَوَكَّأُ تَوَكَّأٌ تَوَكَّأٌ أَتَوَكَّأُ أَعْتَمِدُ. I rest on it, I lean on it, I rest on the stick of mine, so Allah. وَأَهُشُّ بِهَا عَلَى غَنَمِي. And oh Allah, I break the leaves of the branches, I break the leaves of the tree for my sheep, so that they can graze on it, they can eat on it. This is another purpose of the stick of mine. I rest on it, I lean on it. Likewise, I hit the branches of the tree, causing the leaves to fall, so that the sheep can eat from it. وَلِيَ فِيهَا مَآرِبُ أُخْرَى. مَآرِب is the plural of the word مَآرِبَةٌ. مَآرِب, and I have many, many other benefits. Allah has only asked him, what is in your hand? He said, oh Allah, it is my stick. Then he prolongs the discussion and he tells Allah, oh Allah, I rest on the stick of mine, I lean on the stick, I hit the tree, causing the leaves to fall, my sheep can eat of those leaves. Likewise, oh Allah, I have many, many other benefits from the stick that is in my hand. The ulama ikram explain, naturally, if a person meets with his beloved in seclusion, who would not want to prolong the discussion because he is deriving pleasure out of the discussion? Musa alayhi salatu wassalam is speaking with Allah Jalla wa Ala himself. Can we imagine, like it comes in the hadith, when insan, Allah bless us all, Allahumma la tahrimna ladhata an-nazari ila wajhika al-karim, deprive us not of your countenance on the day of qiyamah, which will be the greatest disaster for the kafir. Almighty Allah mentions, kalla innahum 'an rabbihim yawma idhin lamahjubun, where a kafir will be deprived of Allah. When this jannati will be blessed with the countenance of Allah, he will forget every ni'mat and every bounty of jannah, whether the rivers, the palace, the khurs, or whatever it is. When he will look at Allah, Ibn Kathir says, for 40 years his eyes will only be glued to the beauty and the majesty and the countenance of Allah. Musa alayhi salam is speaking with Allah, he prolongs the discussion, but ghayat-e-adab, the level of respect also, he doesn't want to prolong it too long. So he cuts it short and he says, oh Allah, many other benefits. If a person has to speak to his enemy, he'll make a long story short because he doesn't enjoy the discussion. And if he has to speak to his beloved, he will prolong a short story, he'll make a long story out of it because he's deriving pleasure out of it. Another reason for posing this question to Musa alayhi salam, recorded by the Mufassirin, was to convince Musa alayhi salam that, oh Musa, observe and look at that stick of yours properly. Notice and be convinced that it is nothing but a stick. Because Allah Pak's intention was to convert that into a snake. It must not happen that after it has been converted into a snake, perhaps Musa alayhi salam thinks that, no, throughout the night in the darkness, I was holding a stick in my hand. No, look at it properly and understand it's nothing but a stick. So that now when the miracle takes place, then you can fully understand and appreciate this miracle of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So Musa alayhi salatu wasalam mentions this to Allah. Further, Allah makes mention now, qala alqiha ya Musa. O Musa, drop the stick. Alqiha, it is a command from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. O Musa, drop the stick. Fa alqaha, Allah says, Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, drop the stick. فَإِذَا هِيَ حَيَّةٌ تَسْعَى. Suddenly, إِذَا in Arabic, this إِذَا is known as مُفَاجَأَة, which comes to explain something suddenly. Suddenly it became a snake moving swiftly and quickly. And if we have to join another ayat here of the 19th juz of the Quran, Allah says, وَلَّا مُدْبِرًا وَلَمْ يُعَقِّبْ. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam ran and he did not even look back. He was filled with awe and fear, and he ran because he was taken by surprise. He dropped the stick, it became into a huge snake. Now Allah Pak has mentioned three words with regards to the snake. In certain verses of the Quran, Allah refers to it as Thu'banun Mubin, which means a big and a large, a huge snake. Certain places Allah Pak has referred to it as Ka'annaha Jannu Walla Mudbir. كَأَنَّهَا جَانٌ. جَانٌ refers to a small and a swift snake, or rather a swift snake, a snake that moves fast because of its thin body perhaps. And here Allah makes mention of the word حَيَّةٌ. حَيَّةٌ encompasses both, whether a small snake or a big snake, a slow snake or a swift snake, for the simple reason that حَيَّةٌ literally means snake only. The ulama ikram have explained that there is absolutely no contradiction between these ayat. The snake in its size was huge, so it was ثُعْبَانٌ. However, in its movement it was swift, so it was جَانٌ. And حَيَّةٌ encompasses both. فَلَا اِعْتِرَاز. Nevertheless, when Musa alayhi salatu wasalam dropped it, it became a snake, and he ran, he was taken by surprise. That is why the ulama ikram explained that we find that the anbiya alayhimus salatu wasalam are not exempted from human qualities. They also feel cold, they feel hot, they feel happy, they feel sad, and they also fear, they also feel happy, all these human qualities. Ya Musa alayhi salatu wasalam felt frightened, and Allah makes mention he ran. Now Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is teaching iman. And Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is showing Musa alayhi salam the miracle. قَالَ خُذَهَا وَلَا تَخَفْ. O Musa, come and hold the snake and catch it by its mouth and do not fear. إِنِّي لَا يَخَافُ لَدَيَّ الْمُرْسَلُونَ. Prophets, do not fear in my court. Why is it that you are frightened? Come, O Musa, and grab the snake by its mouth. Allahu Akbar, can we imagine the level of iman? This is what we have been taught, to negate the strength of every creation and attribute it to Allah. The harm that is in any creation is because it is the order of Allah, or the benefit that is in any creation, if it is the brightness or the sun, or it is the harm of fire or any other creation of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, whether goodness or badness, help or difficulty, those qualities are not natural in them, but rather Allah has placed it within them. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, خُذَهَا, pick it up, O Musa, وَلَا تَخَفْ, and don't fear. It comes in the tafsir that Musa alayhi salatu wasalam wrapped his hand with a cloth, and then gradually with a lot of reluctancy and reservation, he gradually approaches the snake, and his hand is withdrawing his hand, taking it forward, withdrawing it. One angel tells him, O Musa, you have wrapped your hand in. What if Allah wants the snake to bite you with that cloth that you have wrapped around your hand? Do you think that cloth can assist you in any way? Musa alayhi salam says, no, without doubt that cloth asking me, not assess me in any way. ولكني, however, I am خلق ضعيف, one weak creation of Allah تبارك وتعالى. So Allah تبارك وتعالى says, speak it up. سنعيدها سيرتها الأولى. We are going to return it back to its original condition, and that is, we are going to make it back into the stick. Musa alayhi salatu wa salam then takes the courage with the permission of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala and the command of Allah, and then grasp this snake presently, which is a snake, and he holds it by its mouth, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, through his power and qudrat, instantly converts it back into its original condition, and it becomes a stick. Allahu Akbar. This is the first miracle that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gives Musa alayhi salatu wa salam. At this point, I must make it clear that we have to understand that the mu'jiza and the miracle that was given to any Nabi was not the object of prophethood, but rather the proof of prophethood. Mu'jizat, maqsad-e-nabuwat nahi hai, dalalat-e-nabuwat hai. It is not the object of prophethood, but it is the proof of prophethood. This was the first miracle that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gave. So Musa alayhi salatu wa salam had rehearsed the whole thing. Now he was familiar with the setup. Otherwise, if he had not rehearsed it, and then Allah Pak told him, go in the court of Fir'aun, drop the stick. Now when he would have dropped the stick, if he was not familiar by it being converted into a snake, just as Fir'aun will run in one direction, perhaps Musa alayhi salam will run in the opposite direction. But now Musa alayhi salam was totally acquainted. So when he came to Fir'aun, or when he's going to come to Fir'aun, it's going to be something new for Fir'aun, and Musa alayhi salam is totally familiar with it. Allah Pak makes mention of another miracle at the same time that Allah Pak gives to Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. What is this miracle? Allah says, وَضْمُمْ يَدَكَ إِلَىٰ جَنَاحِكَ تَخْرُجْ بَيْضَاءَ مِنْ غير سوء آية أخرى ضم يضم وضم and press your right hand to your left side. Take your right hand and place it beneath your left arm. تخرج بيضاء. Allah تبارك وتعالى says it will come forth white and bright and shining. Sahib Jalalain writes كشعاع الشمس. It will have the brilliance of the sun. Another miracle, take your right hand, place it beneath your left armpit, and when you will take it out, in brilliance and its brightness, it will be equivalent to the sun. In other words, no person will be able to look at it. Then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, غَيْرَ سُوءٍ, without any illness, without any disease, آيَةً أُخْرَى, another sign and another miracle granted to you on this occasion as a proof of your prophethood, to convince and explain to people that I have divinely selected and chosen you. What is meant by مِنْ غَيْرِ سُوءٍ, without any disease? In other words, this brightness and this light and this the brilliance of this hand that will be apparent on your hand, that will be manifest on your hand, this will not be any form of sickness or disease. We find that, for example, just for our understanding, each person, or it's the nature of insan, that white is taken as a good color, as a bright color. A person who is perhaps fair in complexion, it is termed as physical beauty. However, on the other hand, if a person perhaps has white liver or suffers leprosy or something, where his skin is also white, but this defects his beauty, this is also whiteness, but whiteness which does not possess the element of beauty. So Allah Pak makes mention here, your hand will be bright, and it will not be a brightness or whiteness with any sickness or illness. Rather, it will be a whiteness which will be striking to the eye, which will be beautiful, which will be attractive, and of course it will be a miracle with which I am blessing you and bestowing you, O Musa. So these are two divine miracles granted to Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. As I mentioned previously also, he came to fetch fire and see what Allah Pak is giving him. Thereafter Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, اِذَهَبْ إِلَىٰ فِرَعُونَ إِنَّهُ طَغَىٰ. O Musa, take this miracle that I have given you and go to Fir'aun. إِنَّهُ طَغَىٰ. Most definitely he has behaved most arrogantly. طغى means تجاوز الحد. He has exceeded all bounds and limits. As inshallah the discussion will progress in the lessons to come, then I will make mention of all the false claims that he has made. He has claimed to say, أنا ربكم الأعلى, I am Allah. He has claimed to be most superior to Musa alayhi salam. أم أنا خير من هذا الذي هو مهين ولا يكاد يبين. He has boasted about his kingdom that Allah Pak has given him. So Allah Pak inspires Musa alayhi salatu wassalam. O Musa, take these miracles that I have given you and go to Fir'aun, which is the object of prophethood, to invite towards Allah. Now something I want to discuss here is, on one occasion Musa alayhi salatu wassalam asked Allah, بِأَيِّ شَيْءٍ اتَّخَذْتَنِي الصَّفِيَّةِ. Oh Allah, on what grounds did you choose me for prophethood? So Allah said, بِرَحْمَتِكَ عَلَى خَلْقِي. Because of your kindness on my creation. Then Allah makes mention of an incident which I will discuss. كنت ترعى الغنم لشعيب عليه السلام. You were taking the sheep of شعيب عليه السلام for grazing. فندت شاة من غنمك. And one sheep escaped from all the sheep and ran away. And you started chasing this sheep. Till finally حتى أدركتها أو موسى. You caught grip of the sheep. And then you held this. ضممتها إلى حجرك. You brought this animal close to you. You comforted this animal. And you told this innocent sheep, يا مسكينة أتعبتني وأتعبت نفسك. You have made me tired and you have tired yourself. And then with great muhabbat and affection, you brought this animal close to you. So at that moment, when you expressed kindness to this animal, which is amongst the noble teachings of Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, اتقوا الله في هذه البهائم المعجمة فاركبوها صالحة واتركوها صالحة. Fear Allah in these dumb animals. When you showed kindness to that creature of mine and that creation of mine, which is inferior to the creation of insan, فبرحمتك على خلقي استفيتك بالنبوة. At that moment I decided that I am going to make you my Nabi. That person who possesses so much love for an animal which is inferior to Ibn Adam, what must be the level of love in his heart for insan? That is why I chose you for Nabuwa, because a Nabi's heart, his zarf is very wasi, and in his heart is the love of his ummah. We find this is the noble teachings of Nabi alayhi salam, kindness and softness. ولو كنت فضلا فبما رحمة من الله لنت لهم. O Nabi of Allah, because of your softness, they have gathered around you. وَلَوْ كُنْتَ فَضَّا غَلِيظَ الْقَلْبِ لَنْفَضُّوا مِنْ حَوْلِكَ. If you had to be stern, if you had to be harsh, no one would have come close to you. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, one person comes to him, شَكَى رَجُلًا إِلَىٰ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ قَصْوَةَ قَلْبِهِ. O Nabi of Allah, my heart is very hard. I cannot take effect from the words of Allah and Allah's Rasul. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, أَطْعِمِ الْمِسْكِينَ وَامْسَحْ رَأْسَ الْيَتِيمِ. It looks like you are not feeding the poor. Start feeding the poor and